You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Not to touch the earth, not to see the sun, nothing left.
Santa Ana could become the latest city in the country to allow non-citizens to vote at the ballot box. Non-citizens are prohibited from voting in federal elections.
But municipalities in Maryland, Vermont, and here in California have allowed non-citizens to vote in local elections.
Former President Trump says he wants to return to the White House to secure the southern U.S. border.
He claims Democrats are allowing immigrants into the country and signing them up to vote.
I believe now that that's why they're allowing these people to come in. People that don't speak our language, they're signing them up to vote.
Is that right? No, what he suggested isn't even possible.
If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
Okay, here we are again in the unusual position of not only interrupting the President of the United States, but correcting the President of the United States. There are no illegal votes that we know of.
That's right. Brian, we just heard the President come out pretty remarkable, as you said. He said, quote, according to legal votes, he believes he wins. That's false.
The supposed epidemic of undocumented immigrants voting in presidential elections, something they legally cannot do, and there is no evidence whatsoever that they are doing.
How are they going to? They know that they're losing. You know how they're going to keep on to it? The 22 million, Michael, that are coming in here illegally, those people are going to vote.
I agree.
That's their
I
only.
Agree.
People can't vote. Yes, they can.
Are you saying you have proof that the Democrats are trying to recruit illegals, migrants, to vote in our presidential election? Is that what you just said?
There is a memo from Susan Rice that says we've got to figure out how we're going to get these illegal immigrants. It's going to be challenging to teach them how to make sure we get their votes in the ballot. They don't say whether they're going to make them citizens first or not.
Bottom line is when Joe Biden got elected, he said he wanted to fast track 4 million undocumented residents to full citizenship.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border.
Yeah, they're illegals.
¿El derecho para votar? ¿Para quién se va a votar?
Don Biden, que nos está ayudando a nosotros.
He's helping us here.
La mayoría Biden.
Mira Biden.
Él es el que nos está ayudando por Biden.
Of course you are.
Por supuesto que por Biden.
Undocumented immigrants are not citizens, therefore they cannot legally attest that they are. So we rate Donald Trump's claim as false.
At the end of the day, there's just no proof to support Trump's theory, and that's why the truth meter rates his claim pants on fire. Read a full fact check at WRL.com.
Republicans want to throw up barriers because when people vote, they lose. Let me be clear. They don't want you to vote. They don't want to hear black voices, brown voices, LGBTQIA voices, young voices. Our fundamental access to our democracy is being politicized. And this xenophobic attack that we're debating today will make it harder for Americans to vote.
I am not aware of a single proof of citizenship document that does not cost an individual money to get it. Unless we are requiring every state to provide one for free, and then it's an unfunded mandate. This is the 2024 version of the Jim Crow poll tax, and we should vote against it.
To investigate claims of voter fraud by non-citizens was disbanded without identifying one single case. If we believe in the power of democracy, we should reject discriminatory rules rooted in fear and division and instead increase protections and expand access. This bill, they call it the SAVE Act. It should be called the Don't Let Americans Act. Don't Let Americans Vote Act.
House Republican so-called SAVE Act is a dangerous anti-democratic bill that has no place on this floor.
Only citizens can vote for the United States Senate. Only citizens can vote for the presidency of the United States. So this extreme MAGA Republican voter suppression bill is not designed to solve any problem on behalf of the American people. It is designed to jam people up and prevent.
All right, folks, that is a very informative little compilation for you there. Alex posted that on his X yesterday. So go to @RealAlexJones and find and share that video. I only played less than the first half. That's a 10-minute compilation proving beyond any doubt whatsoever that Democrats are intending and actively using illegal immigrants to rig this election. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Folks, this is the American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video, Infowarsstore.com is where you go to support us. And there's a new sale that just came up during our show. We were plugging the Spirit of 1776 sale at the beginning of the show, but now it's the Save Infowars Mega Sale. So we've got some new products and some bigger savings at Infowarsstore.com. Save us. It's your last chance to save Infowars and keep us thriving into the future. And boy, are we going to be necessary in the future to break down what exactly is going on in the world. We got some help in this. My guest this segment is Chase from Waifu Watchers. He's a based anime connoisseur. Chase, better known as Waifu Watchers on X, is the hero tackling some of 2024's most dangerous threats, BlackRock, woke anime, and scores of ethos. You can check him out on X at waifu_watchers or snag some eye-catching merch at waifuwatchers.com. And Chase, well, let me just start by saying welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And of course, I reached out to you because you had a video that went totally viral last week. And I just thought it was such a funny way of presenting this information. Let's go to this video here and then we'll expand on it on the other side. This is the viral video talking about BlackRock or Blackstone or one of these multinational banking corporations buying anime for the purpose of, destroying it like they've destroyed all of our entertainment. Let's go now to this video by Waifu Watchers.
Your favorite anime character is about to become an ugly fat black bitch. And why is that? Because Blackstone just announced that they are dumping billions of dollars in investment money in the anime space. And I'm about to tell you why it's going to ruin fucking everything. The same Jewish child-eating trillionaires that popularized
ESG ratings
and are the main reason why the new Star Wars show is full of a bunch of black fats are beginning their war to take over anime. I hope you guys are ready for season 6 of Frieren in the future, where she receives life-saving gender-reaffirming surgery, and Himmel, the world's greatest hero, gets recast as a street-shitting Indian guy.
I don't know, you are doing like this.
Just in case you're super retarded, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard own pretty much everything on Earth, like $40 trillion worth of shit. 90% of the planet. Disney, Apple, Ford, Tesla, Coke, the news, the banks. They're buying all the houses to make everyone permanent renters. They own it all, and their ultimate goal is to make you a bug-eating, race-mixed lesbian that owns nothing and relies on them for everything. The worst part is these companies seem like separate entities, but they're actually one big venomous snake bit ran by the same group of child rapists. Much like a demon would be depicted in a fantasy story, they all own shares off each other and feed off the lifeblood of one another. BlackRock owns Vanguard, Vanguard owns BlackRock. The reason they do this is one, to hide the fact that one group of people own literally everything, and two, make it harder for you and me to figure out who we need to publicly execute for ruining everything we love. Now, how does this tie into anime? These faggots just dropped almost $2 billion into a manga e-reading platform as their first step towards taking over the anime industry. The worst part is that these ghouls have used Western media to push their agenda and erode the foundations of society since the day they killed Jesus. That's our guy. What you guys need to understand is it's impossible to resist such a demonic force when all of your fighting age men are soy latte drinking pussies that spend all of their money on gay pride Funko Pops instead of guns.
You shouldn't care about the cost of groceries and rent doubling. You should care about the lack of minority representation in your favorite cartoons. Women shouldn't be at home taking care of their families. They should be heroic workplace slaves so we can double the amount of taxable income we can send to the Jews over in Israel.
So now that Western media is completely unwatchable degenerate goy slop, everyone whose life and thoughts have a sliver of value have moved on to watching anime instead. Seriously, why would you watch this shit? Ghostbusters used to be white guys, now it's a bunch of ugly, fat, single bitches. Spider-Man, black. Little Mermaid, black. Batwoman, black. MJ. April O'Neil, disgusting bulldog freak. Why did they do this? I think we both know why. And just so you guys know, anime's next on the docket. It was fun while it lasted, boys.
All right, let me just disavow. First of all, I disavow all of that. I was highly offensive. a very spicy video, sir. But, you know, the point is, you know, it was funny. And so the message gets out there. And what you're talking about at the heart of it is very true. The way these multinationals are working together, the way they're destroying entertainment, the way it's designed to humiliate and demoralize the population to make them easier to control. You're hitting on some very deep veins there in a very funny and overwrought and over the top way. So I thought it was very funny. And I think this topic is pretty serious. Do you make a lot of videos? Like, this is the first I've seen of yours. Is this sort of your style in general, or is this something new you tried out?
I've made some videos in the past of, I made some similar ones where I talk. When I made this shirt originally, I kind of made a similar video with, you know, oh, globalists are taking over. And I touched on some of the stuff, but no, that was the first time I really went balls deep. Cause I saw the news and I immediately went to my computer and I'm like, oh, it's over. I got to let everyone know.
You just got mad. You got mad because the one piece of medium, or, you know, the one piece of entertainment that had so far avoided the taint of globalism, the taint of this, you know, whatever you want to call it, this subversion that we're experiencing. It was the one area of entertainment that hadn't been corrupted by that yet. And now they're coming for it. So tell us about this deal and what exactly is happening with this giant anime manga company.
They're showing the shirt.
We disavow this shirt.
Yeah, I didn't make this shirt. That's not my website on the link. So they bought a e-publication company or something that distributes manga, which is like the, you know, modern movies are always based off books. In anime, they always base the shows off of the visual comic novel type deal. And they bought, a lot of people were like pushing back at me when I made that video, and they're saying, oh, it's just, you know, it's really niche. It's not that big of a company. It's not that big of a deal. And I'm just saying to myself, it's always the crack that lets in the crack in the dam lets the whole thing go. Right. So on the surface, it doesn't seem like a huge deal, but I mean, I already know the attention beams are completely locked in on anime now.
Well, look, it is a big deal. They just launched a $1.7 billion deal. I mean, that is a big deal, you know, by definition. So clearly they are taking this very seriously. Blackstone to acquire Japanese e-comic provider Infocom for $1.7 billion. So clearly they're, you know, willing to put their money where their mouth is, willing to put the money on the table to take this over. And they're going to want some influence with that, right? You don't buy,
oh, absolutely.
You don't spend $1.7 billion on something and then just go, yeah, but just keep doing what you're doing. It's fine. And manga's huge, you know,
it's huge,
like gigantic. I mean, I didn't even realize.
Like the Demon Slayer movie outsold like the most recent Star Wars movie, like by a significant amount, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. I didn't realize that. But cause I know in Japan, like I didn't realize till I visited Japan, you see these manga shops and it's just, I mean, they're enormous, and it's crazy. Because America, and you think of the comic book industry, it's not the biggest deal in the world. I mean, you got the Marvel movies. Those were obviously big for a while, but they've sort of fallen off. But this is something way different. It's a very culturally significant thing in Japan. And so is it typically more like right-wing than Hollywood, would you say? Like, what is it about anime that makes it different than other forms of entertainment?
It's definitely a lot more traditional. There's the wokeness definitely hasn't creeped into it yet. I mean, it's on the way. It's starting, but I mean, Japan's a really traditional place, right? Like, they were, you know, killing themselves with katanas like 100 years ago.
Right.
So it's, I think they've progressed a lot slower, and also they've just been so isolated, right? They haven't hit the globalist bug quite as quickly as, you know, some other places on the rest of the world have, because they were so isolated for so long.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely plays a part into it. And their culture itself is, you know, they're super straight edge conservative, no crime, no all the stuff that we get buck wild on over here. They're definitely omit over there, I think.
Yeah, they have avoided so much of that. And it's amazing, because that was my experience. I mean, going to Japan was like a life-changing experience for me. People are probably sick of me talking about it, but it was this experience where you realize, because in America, you sort of think that, well, all of this chaos and all this nonsense and all this crap we have to go through, it just sort of is, it comes with the modern world. It's like you get all these advancements and here comes the chaos and craziness. And you go to Japan, you're like, wait, they're both more advanced than us and they don't have to deal with any of this crap? Well, wait a second. You know, we're sort of sold this idea that like all this nonsense is just intrinsic to progress and advancement in the modern world. And you go to Japan, you're like, no, it's not. Everything can be nice and clean and pleasant. And also you can have maglev trains that go 500 miles an hour. You can actually have both of these things. They're not at odds with each other. And they also haven't, you know, experienced the cultural rot that we have. And, you know, obviously Hollywood is just fully, they're all in on diversity these days, to the point where you cannot win an Oscar if you don't have a certain arrangement of races and sexes and LGBTQ nonsense. And then they'll ask a Japanese person, like they asked a I think it was a creator of Dragon Ball, like, why aren't there more black people in Dragon Ball? And he's like, because I'm a Japanese. He's like, I'm a Japanese, a Japanese story for Japanese people.
We have, you want to hear the funniest people. Part about that? The article you're talking about with the Japanese, with the Akira Toriyama talking about, I actually made that to piss people off.
Oh, wait, what? Is that not real?
You could check Snoops or Snopes or whatever. Akira Toriyama is notoriously quiet for never doing interviews. So I thought, my whole brain is, how do I make things go viral? Right.
That's so funny.
I think my second video I ever made got like 30 million views or something.
So that didn't happen. So I just said fake news here.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he feels the same way. There's no way he's not. That's why it went viral behalf. Because. Yeah, that's why it went viral, because everyone was like, oh, this is the truth. He definitely said that.
That is hilarious. Okay, well, that's very funny. All right, you got me. You got me on that one. But look.
I'm everywhere, man.
You know, but seriously, I'm okay. I'm learning who's pulling the strings here. But you're right. You know, okay, he didn't actually say that. But if you look at foreign.
No, he said it.
If you look at foreign media, they haven't been tainted by the diversity drive that is destroying American movies. And I don't talk about it as much on the show because, you know, we're talking about nuclear war with Russia and Israel, yeah, Gaza, and absolutely. Geopolitics. And I feel like I can't dedicate too much time, but I spend a lot of time thinking about entertainment and how things have been destroyed. The new Star Wars, well, every new Star Wars show or every new Star Wars movie just seems to sink deeper into this mire, into this cesspit of just insanity. And I think it's destroying our psyche in a very real way. How have you felt watching? Have you just given up on American media? Is that why you're the waifu watcher? Are you just an anime?
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't watched an American show in years.
Why would you, right?
I mean, I watch, obviously, all the classic movies. I mean, we'll watch movies. I think the cutoff date for us is probably 2010 for films. But they completely, I don't know what they're doing there. They completely nuked it. They hired all the autistic white genius guys that wrote all the scripts and did all the CGI and hired whoever they felt like hiring. And now just, it's not even the cast. Like, the whole thing start to finish is bad. The writing's bad.
The stories are bad. The morals are bad.
The effects are bad. Just the whole thing is rotted from the inside out. And the funniest thing, too, with just the cast part in general, is I actually have a friend here, and I'm in Canada.
Okay.
And I was asking her, I was like, we watch basketball, we see the commercials, you know, we're somewhat familiar, we have somewhat of a grasp on what's going on over there. I said, what percentage of America do you think is black compared to what we see? And this is something I do with a lot of people where I live, and that she said 60%,
right?
And a lot of people here believe it's like 50 to 60%. And I was like, it's like 13 or 16%. That's just what they show you for some reason.
Right. Right. It's obviously deliberate. I mean, they talk about it. It's not like we're coming up with a conspiracy theory here. They're literally like, no, you need to stop hiring white people. And the companies are like, okay, we won't. And this is what you end up with. I mean, the new Star Wars, I think, is like the best example, right? Because it was just such a cultural phenomenon. It was so huge. Yeah. It could have continued and been bigger than the Marvel movie. It could have been bigger than anything. The latest show, the showrunner, the lead person who wrote and is directing it, was for years Harvey Weinstein's number one top aide. So she served Harvey Weinstein for years, and I guess as a reward for her, she is now in charge of Star Wars, and she made the entire show about lesbian witches.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like horrible. It's like unimaginably crazy.
People started attacking her for it too, because all the fans were just like, what the heck are you doing to like my favorite thing?
Yeah.
Because you got to keep in mind, these are people who have $6,000 worth of Star Wars tattoos on their body, right? I mean, right.
I do have to ask you to watch your language, because we're on terrestrial radio. We caught that one, but be careful, please.
They're messing with the white nerds stuff, right? These guys have all the tattoos. They have all the merch. They got, you know, $35,000 worth of Lego and figures, right? A lot of these people really dedicate their lives to it. So when they start messing with it and destroying it, these people get really upset. So I saw that a lot of people were pushing back at her about the whole DEI thing. And then she went and made like a anti-white person rap song too. That was pretty insane. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, the star of the show made a whole rap song where she's like talking about how big of a victim she is. And this is a woman who's like, she's like half Danish, half something else. She is, you know, born to incredible wealth. And she's sitting there, you know, complaining about being a victim because people don't like her terrible, hateful Star Wars show. And it's like they don't even like Star Wars, right? It's like they just revel in destroying something that people genuinely care about and enjoy. They revel in it and they want to co-opt it and use it to perpetuate their ideology, which is why the shows suck, right? I mean, they don't suck because they're not technically capable or whatever. They suck because the morals of the people writing them and making them are repugnant to the average human being. Nothing resonates with us. Yeah, this is the star of the new Star Wars show.
Couldn't believe this.
We're just gyrating in front of a camera to prove how what a victim she is. It's all just gross and weird. And can we not do it? I mean, how do we get out of this? How do we just get back to making good movies with, you know, our tours, artists getting budgets to experiment on things and coming out with really impactful stuff? Like, how do we recapture our entertainment? Or is it even worth it at this point? I mean, what's ahead for entertainment?
Possible.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's possible. I think it's way too... Obviously, it's always good to be white-pilled. Taking the black pill is never the good thing, but I personally don't think. For Western media, I think it's over. The people who run it have been running it. They're going to run it in the ground.
You don't think AI, like it'll be decentralized?
No, I don't think so at all. It takes people to create things. I mean, the best chance you have is, you know, Mel Gibson for a lot of his really amazing movies, like the Christ movie he did, he had to bankroll that all himself, right?
Right.
That he had to pay that. He had to pay that up front because no one would make that for him or with him.
Yeah.
So unless we have, you know, Tate style giga rich dude that wants to start shelling out money for
this type
of stuff. Yeah. But the thing is, all the people that work in this industry are they're the easiest brainwashed and most brainwashed out of all of them. So, I mean, even if you want to bankroll this yourself and hire people to help you out, I mean, your talent pool to pull from is getting real small, right?
Yeah, but there's also so much talent out there that's just being wasted, and I just refuse to believe that, you know, what we're seeing in coming out of Hollywood is actually reflective of the talent pool. It's just the people that are talented are being blocked out because of who they are or how they were born, and that is the ultimate irony, right? Is that it's like, well, you kicked out all the white guys and now your movies suck. Let's not draw any conclusions there. But that is what's happening. And they're choosing people on the basis of their race and sex or the fact that they're gay. And like, you know, South Park has covered this. And yet manga and anime has been able to avoid this. And so what is the process? Because, again, manga, they're just comic books. But it's sort of like there's a pipeline where you start with a manga, and then if that's successful, yep. then you get more, and then if those are successful, then you do a show, and then if that's successful, you do a movie. There's all, I mean, the industry in Japan is very sort of, I don't know, circumscribed. Like,
absolutely.
So how's that? No, that operate, and how do you think this purchase is going to affect that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of they bought the distributor for manga, so they're not quite at the point. I mean, maybe they are. Who knows? I mean, look up who owns shares of some of the publicly traded anime companies. I'm sure you'll see some
familiar names,
suspicious names there. But they do. They always have the light novel, then they go to the manga, then they do the show if the manga is successful, right? But I mean, if you run a platform that can push, you know, whatever manga you want, it's pretty easy to. This is the most popular on our platform, front right. page. Check this out, right?
Yeah. And
you know, same thing they do here.
Exactly. And we see the way that they manipulate like the bestseller list. It has nothing to do with what is actually the bestseller. It's almost entirely arbitrary, like what the editors of the New York Times like. So
an interesting thing about this is if that last article they had up, a lot of people also were upset with me making that video because they're like, it's just a publication for... It's like romance novels. That's where they're starting. Mm. I said, yeah, but I mean, I think in Western culture, like women are one of the first person they attack, right?
Right.
Like that's usually like the vector of, you know, this is what you need to wear now. This is how you need to act. You're the boss.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of the ways that they get in with it. So, I mean, to me, the math added up there.
It makes sense. And again, if they're spending $1.7 billion, you know, they're going to have a say on this. They're going to use it. For some sort of end or another. And again, I don't think like it's almost impossible to realize what a big impact this has on Japanese culture. I mean, as much as American culture is defined by Marvel movies or whatever, Japan is like you can't open your eyes in Japan without seeing a Dragon Ball Z character. I mean, it's crazy. It is everywhere. It defines their culture. And now this Blackstone company is coming in and is going to basically be the final filter that gets to say, you know, what is published and what isn't. And I mean, do you think this is part of a long plan to undermine Japan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would they want to do that?
Well, I mean, have you seen what they're doing with the immigration stuff there?
Yes, unfortunately.
It's been impossible to, you know, get visas to live in Japan for years and years and years since the day they opened their little beaches. But they're making it. Who knows if the birth rate thing there is a psyop or what, but they're really pushing the whole we don't have enough people to replace our current population, so instead of, you know, making things easier for the people here to have kids and promoting that culture, we're just gonna bring in millions of people from elsewhere.
Yeah, just replace all the Japanese with Somalians and everything will be exactly the same, right?
Exactly. Anime is going to be great. It's in good hands.
No, it's so pathetic. And again, it's just like having gone to Japan and loving it and knowing that like if I wanted to live there, they would say no to me and I would be fine. I would have to be fine with that because I love Japan. And I like what they're up to and I don't want it ruined by a bunch of dudes like me showing up. So it is clear Japan is under attack right now. From a variety of different ways. And obviously, if you've got Blackstone taking a almost $2 billion stake in their primary mode of entertainment, things are going to get very interesting very quickly. Thank you so much for joining us, Chase. Chase from Waifu Watchers at Waifu_Watchers, waifuwatchers.com. Very entertaining, very informative. But of course, we completely disavow it. And we would never say these types of things. Thank you for joining us, Chase.
Have me on, man.
Keep up the good work. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more of your calls and more major stories on the other side. Don't go.
Let's go to Nurse Keith in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome and thanks for holding.
About an hour ago, you were kind of explaining to people about how the micronutrients and stuff that are available in different foods actually had an effect on...
let's be clear. There isn't long-term billion-year evolution. There's jumps, how you build a car, or cars have evolved, or electricity, or computers have changed. There is innovation, and humans do get ancestral memories from their ancestors. That's called instincts. Yes.
Not trying to brag, but I'm a board-certified wound care associate, which is not an easy certification to get. It takes years. And it encompasses, you know, cardiology, endocrine, pulmonary, you name it. You've got to be good at all kinds of stuff. And let's face it, a lot of my doctors, they don't know anything about this stuff. It's my job as a nurse to figure it out. And
the average medical doctor gets 2 hours of college education on nutrition.
So one of the things that I do is I'm looking for results. And by using very good nutraceuticals and supplements and things like that, I can fix a problem. Give just a real quick example. Let's say you have a really bad wound on your leg and you have diabetes and poor circulation. Well, I can order you a bottle of Nitric Boost, a bottle of Vasobeat, and get your ass up on a treadmill a little bit. But these things work better than any of the medication that we give. So I've got about 35,000 points because I give these things away as gifts.
Hold on. This is important. Patients. This is important. Absolutely. Just iodine alone, it's essential. It means you die without it. They don't tell you. Most people are deficient. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, the UN admits. That's what these concentrated plants and other compounds do. So you're saying you're taking care of people with wounds, one of the biggest medical industries out there, super tough job. You're seeing with nutrition, and also they need to not be sedentary, obviously. You're seeing massive effects, because I've actually read about this. I'm not an expert like you, but that there's massive problems. Because the doctors don't even say exercise or get out of the bed or take supplements that are good for your skin. And it's so simple. I mean, my wife takes supplements to have good hair and good nails, and it really works for her. I mean, this stuff works. It's the compounds. Tell people about some of the things you've witnessed.
Alex, I would not have 35,000 Patriot points if this stuff didn't work. I'm not into buying BS, and I don't push BS. When I've got a complex wound, and I see something that you guys sell that I know perfectly fits. I love vitamin C and zinc. It's simple stuff, but the difference is the things that you guys sell versus what I buy at Walmart, they're not even in the same game. The stuff that you guys sell is legit.
We can sell the stuff Walmart sells, synthetic stuff, and the bottle costs more than what they're selling. With us, these products, some of these products are costing us $30 a bottle, like DNA Force, okay? I mean, so there's cost because it is the highest rated.
If you're taking a nitrate, like you were talking about the Nitric Boost, well, that is going to vasodilate. So when you're vasodilated, yeah, you're going to be pitching a proper 10. The Vasobeat does the exact same thing. But it also helps if I've got a person who's got really poor perfusion, and I just want to get their blood flow going so that I can keep this wound from going septic and actually get some granulation going. Or I could throw all the medications at it. Not going to do a damn thing. The doctors see the patient for 10 minutes, write a prescription, and say, okay, come back in 45 days. And it's my job to actually go figure it out. And so I use a lot of the stuff that you guys have.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Nurse Keith. We'll talk to you soon. Get his name and number.
And minds of the American people. It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. Lines are open this Friday morning for your calls. We'll be going to those here momentarily. Let's check in on my prediction, shall we? Earlier in the show, I read the headline, Justice Clarence Thomas might actually face consequences for undisclosed luxury yacht and private jet travel. And I made the prediction that this is absolutely nothing, that there's no misbehavior here, that they're desperately grasping at straws. And just like they did with Donald Trump, they will search through everything in your history to glom onto something that they could somehow twist into being objectionable and perhaps illegal and, you know, exploit that to the maximum degree. That was just a guess. Let's find out. Who knows? Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe Clarence Thomas is actually like selling positions on the Supreme Court. Maybe he's like making decisions because he's got, you know, entanglements that are troubling. Let's find out, shall we? says it would seem the Supreme Court corruption is untouchable. But last week, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Senator Ron Wyden introduced a formal request to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for the opening of an investigation into Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Okay, it's not looking good so far. Having Sheldon Whitehouse and Ron Wyden being at the forefront of this basically discredits the entire thing. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York filed articles of impeachment against not only Thomas, but fellow Justice Samuel Alito. Yeah, because that has nothing to do with the actual behavior of the individuals. It has to do with a concerted, coordinated attack on the branch of our government that holds them in check. It's a power play. It's tyranny. It's despotism. This is what it looks like. This is how it operates. There was no malfeasance from Clarence Thomas. There was no misbehavior. There's no crime uncovered. They say, we don't like this guy. This guy's making decisions in his official capacity that we disagree with. So we need to investigate him. We need to find something. Give me the man. I'll find the crime. That's what we're seeing here. And the fact that they just throw in Samuel Alito, too, it's like, all right, well, you're not bolstering your case. You're undercutting your case. What they want this to look like is all the conservative Supreme Court justices can't be trusted and have to be removed because they have opinions. Because they go on vacation sometimes, they have to not be on the Supreme Court. Just nonsense, utter nonsense. But they want us to think this is like overwhelming. But in reality, all it proves is that you have nothing and you're just going after the conservative justices for whatever you can twist into a scandal. The world was made aware last year that the SCOTUS justice has been accepting millions of dollars worth of lavish vacations, yacht trips, and international jet setting on the dime of Republican millionaire mega donor Harlan Crow. Which again, sounds like a Batman villain. Breaking with public servant laws and disclosure norms. He went on vacation. Yeah, he took vacations. So I guess he can't be on the Supreme Court anymore. For over 20 years, Thomas and his wife have been traveling at the behest of Crow. They've been traveling at the behest of Crow. No, please. We don't want to go on vacation. You're going to go on vacation. It is my behest. Despite the lifetime appointment public servants requirement to keep a strict ethical code. Yeah, no vacations. You think you can go on vacation? No, you're violating the ethic code we just made up. This includes a requirement to disclose gifts and non-governmental income over $450 value, which he has repeatedly failed to do. By the way, how much is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez worth? Let's look that up. She was a dirt poor, living paycheck to paycheck, living off tips bartender. Then she became a congresswoman with something like $170,000 salary. Wonder how much AOC is worth now. Maybe the crew can try to find that out. I'm going to guess it's several million dollars. I think she's probably worth several million dollars at this point. Just a guess. That's just speculation, though. But she's very concerned about the appearance of impropriety, right? Accepting gifts. Yeah, meanwhile, here she is being dressed by a team of mask-wearing lackeys in a $70,000 dress for her coronation as queen of the dumbasses. How dare she, right? The 2023 ProPublica report elucidates Harlan Crow's contributions to Thomas and his family, including a yacht trip to Russia with a private helicopter travel to St. Petersburg, allowing Justice Thomas's mother to live rent-free in a home owned by Crow and paying Thomas's grandnephew's private $6,000 per month boarding school tuition. Oh, my God. The White House Wyden letter dated July 3rd made public that Senate investigations have found evidence of repeated and willful omissions, including gifts and income from Justice Thomas's required annual financial reports. Appointment of a special counsel would serve the public interest, White House and Wyden wrote. The public must have confidence that the judiciary and Department of Justice execute their responsibilities fairly, impartially, and without respect to political expedience or partisan interests. Yeah, right. No, yeah, right. Sure. No, I'm sure. It's a nice ideal. It's a nice fantasy to have that we could have a Supreme Court that didn't have political views. But we don't. But the Supreme Court are political actors, and they have political opinions. And those come into play when they decide decisions. Now, that's not to say they're deciding decisions on the political outcome. Certainly, the Democrats are no stranger to that type of activity. But the thing about being a conservative is that you actually have like standards and you like believe in things like impartiality. Not so much the Democrats. You know, we covered the story earlier this week where the New York Times writes in the headlines of an obituary for a guy that's been in the Senate for 30 years. James Imhoff, climate change denier, dies at 87. And it's like, okay, so nothing is sacred to you people. Nothing is sacred. Everything is an opportunity for exploitation. Everything is another chance to get some minute victory on the political battlefield. Conservatives typically sort of hate that type of stuff. Thomas had claimed he didn't think there was a requirement to report the trips, as he was advised early in his tenure that they were, quote, personal hospitality. He has repeatedly stated that these trips were not chartered or requested by him. He was simply tagging along with Crow on his annual trips out of friendliness. Also, by the way, most of the vacations Clarence Thomas takes, he gets in an RV with his wife and he travels across the country and stays in RV parks. By the way, if you actually listen to interviews with him. In addition to the Russia trip, Clarence and Jenny Thomas have reportedly traveled aboard Crow's 162-foot super yacht, the Michaela Rose, to visit Indonesia, Savannah, Georgia, New Zealand, and Greece. It seems that the majority of these trips have also included flights aboard Crow's Bombardier Global 5000 private jet. You can just say private jet. They're like packing on everything to make this seem like more than it is. Yes, he's taking trips on a private jet. See, I don't know. I sort of want the people at the top of our government, people like the Supreme Court with a lifetime appointment. I personally, call me crazy, I don't think they should be living in squalor. I actually think they should be like the elite. I think they should be the people that go on yachts and fly in private jets. I don't know. There's something about that that makes sense to me, that you don't want the Supreme Court of the United States to be some backwater hillbilly. You want them running with the big dogs. After all, they're standing up against bankers. They enjoy the same comfort as them.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder, critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
Everything in 2020 shifted. And there are some people who noticed it sooner, but the best way I can describe it is life was like a game of musical chairs. You know, everyone was doing their own thing, living life, whatever. And in 2020, for me, it felt like God stopped the music. The world stopped. And everyone's scattering for their chairs. But what was really happening when God stopped that music, it was time for everyone to start picking a side. The veil was lifted. He started showing everything. Everyone's scattering. Now we're picking sides. And I feel that way because it's been hundreds of thousands of people just like me who out of nowhere felt called by God, snatched up by God. Like my whole life, I was living lukewarm for 25 years. And randomly in 2023, January of 23, God called me. He woke me up. Nothing had happened before that. I didn't hear a sermon that touched me. I didn't have a word spoke to me. It was a random night. The Holy Spirit came over me and woke me up. And I remember vividly hearing God telling me, you have to pick a side. You have to pick a side. You have to choose this day who you're going to serve. And now everyone's picking their sides. Now, don't get me wrong. Satan has always been the god of this world. But I noticed a drastic uptick after 2020 in the demonic rituals we were seeing, the subliminal messages and all the media and movies and art. It just was so blatantly obvious that there was a spiritual war going on to the point where non-believers, believers, everyone's seeing it at this point. Normal music artists were now dressing up as Satan doing rituals. Like, what? And then out of nowhere, there was a lot of celebrities or just people in general randomly coming to Christ. Like, y'all, that's not a coincidence. Something is happening. Whether you believe or not, we all feel something is coming. Something's happening. And it's not normal. And this isn't me being crazy. I'm just being real, a real human being right now. There's so many days where I'd like zone out and I feel so disconnected from my body. And I start feeling like something's happening, something's about to happen. And I don't know if it's a feeling from God, like he's warning me. But lately I have been feeling more led to share this message and speak, because it seems like everyone's just going throughout life and ignoring it when we all feel it. You can deny it all you want, but we know what is happening right now is not normal. And of course, there's going to be people who are like, oh, Christians are trying to fearmonger people, or trying to force their beliefs on people. It has nothing to do with that. I gain nothing from trying to put fear in anybody. I'm just speaking facts and living in reality. And I notice that when Christians speak, it's a problem, or we're pushing our agenda. But y'all been letting Satan push his agenda since the beginning of time. Look at the things we watch. He's in what we listen to. He's everywhere. But we're okay with that. You know, there's Satanist groups at schools now, in elementary schools. But that's fine. Like, this world is so backwards. So all in all, regardless of what you believe or what you don't believe, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I'm passionate about this because my heart has been so heavy, you know. I pray and I just hope that all people get to know God. They come to know him. They come to repentance and realize that this life is temporary. This life is but a vapor. And our soul will go somewhere after this. We have a true living God to answer to after this. And the times we're in now, this is just the beginning. This is a time where we need to cling to him the most.
Yeah, absolutely incredible testimony. That was a TikTok user named Des Hoops, DESSHOOPS, DESSHOOPS on TikTok. Magical things are happening, folks, and everybody is seeing it if they're paying any attention at all. The time has come to choose. Really, only two sides. That's the thing you understand about spiritual warfare. When you've been in this long enough, all of the little intricacies and nuances and variations fall away, and there is evil and there is good. There is love and there is hate. And we know what side we're on. It's the side that isn't trying to get you to eat bugs and live in a box and end your bloodline and destroy your nation. Okay? It's not that complicated. It's not that confusing. It should be a very easy choice for anybody to make, as long as you're just listening, as long as you're just out there paying attention to what's really going on, listening less to the words and more paying attention to the actions of the people and the outcome of their policies. With that, we got to your phone calls. John in Minneapolis, thank you so much for holding and thank you for calling in, John. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I've been praying for like 3.5 years to be articulate and clear right now on this particular call. I think I have a practical bulletproof solution for transparency in our elections, and it's simple enough to implement. All we need is the voter social security number recorded when the vote is cast, not who they voted for, not related to anything about that. All we need is that, and then part two is a governmental bipartisan committee has access to that data. They can track it back to the address. They can see, is that voter alive? Are they legally registered? Did they vote? And if necessary, they could ask who the person voted for to cover the vote swapping. And some people are going to say, well, it's too late to implement all that. No. All we have to do is have our election officials write down that social security number on a piece of paper. Okay? And now, this government bipartisan committee can use SPC. It stands for Statistical Process Control. And we can take a small sample of that and see if there's anything wrong with that voter's identification with, you know, with those various parameters. Do they live at a real address? Are they alive? Did you vote? And from that, we can tell if our vote, if our elections are secure or not. And I'm going to send this to Trump. I'm going to send it to Chip Roy, explain why his SAVE Act didn't work. And it's called the BEST Act. Believe elections show transparency. That's what both sides want to do.
Yeah, I think that's a great. I think that's a great idea. I also, I mean, the what you're highlighting is just how simple it would be to come up with some solution. You know, whether that's the solution, you know, using social security numbers. I think using fingerprints would be fine. I think you could have a database that is, you know, siloed off and just confirms that, you know, a fingerprint doesn't match any other fingerprints, and just to confirm, and it stains your thumb, so, you know, you can't vote again. I mean, in a lot of ways, the way to secure voting is to go back in time technologically, go back to paper ballots and do the elections like the Iraq elections in the early 2000s, right, when they, and it's all the people holding up their thumbs and they're stained with blue ink, you know, because once you vote once, that's it. I mean, these things are implemented elsewhere in the world. And they're implemented specifically because there are places where we're not sure we can trust the outcome. And so you have to do extra things to, you know, guarantee that it's all on the record and good. So there's so many things we could do. It would be a matter of decision. Just do it. Just implement these things and they would be done. And I think that's a great idea, John. Thank you very much for that. And hopefully some of the officials you're sending that out to take it seriously and come up with more suggestions for how to fix this very, very troubling issue of us being incapable of determining whether or not our elections are legitimate. And that really is the issue. Thank you for that, John. We have time for one more call. We'll go to Byron in New York, called in about our guest, Waifu Watchers. Go ahead, Byron. We have about a minute left in the show.
That's great. First of all, the reason why I started watching your show was because of your theme song. So I think that's a big thing that the globalists focus on, because that is beyond color, what anime is. You know, it has more to do with ideas. And like, we all like the idea of being strong and overcoming these impossible things, you know. And they absolutely do not want that at all. And as a black person, I never watched anime because of anybody of my color. I just watched it because they were coming out of, like, they was fighting these insurmountable odds, and it was overcoming with just hard work and dedication. And that's something I absolutely know that these guys are against. So I think that's why that attack goes that way towards our stuff, especially with like Star Wars and stuff with heroes and hope. They don't want none of that stuff.
100%.
And besides.
I'm sorry. We got to go to break. I would love if you call in again, Byron, because I'd love to talk to you more about this. But you're exactly right. They want to destroy our heroes. It's so funny. I hadn't even thought about that. They're going after anime. White people love anime. There's no white people in it. It's all Japanese people. Race doesn't actually matter when the story's good and the characters resonate with you, because they have that humanity in them. So, of course, they have to try to destroy this. Thanks for being with us, folks. Alex Jones, 90 seconds.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible, because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything thing the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.